This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, September 20th. Carnival Cruise Line has notified guests that plan to rent a cabana on their private island, Half Moon Cay, that their air conditioning units in the structures will be replaced with fans. Now, in a letter to book guests, Carnival stated that the change is being made because of its both energy inefficiency and the ineffective ability to air condition the open air structures. Guests impacted by this change are being offered a refund of 10% of the rental price. Now, despite a substantial price increase earlier this year, the cost to rent the cabanas on upcoming sailings have not been lowered. How much do they cost? A small cabana on Half Moon will cost you $699 for the day, while a larger two-story bougie one is at $999. And two New York City Council members are introducing a bill aimed at reducing emissions from cruise ships docked at their city's ports. Now, the legislation would mandate that cruise ships use power rather than running their engines and burning fuels while docked both at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal and in Brooklyn. Now, while the Brooklyn Terminal does have shore power capabilities, and it has had it since 2017, the connections are rarely used due to a missing part. That part is supposed to be bought and installed by next fall. The Manhattan Cruise Terminal currently lacks shore power. This bill would restrict access to cruise ships only willing to connect to shore power, though it does not address how the necessary upgrades would be financed or also include other types of vessels like cargo ships or ferries. Councilman Botcher, who's co-signing this bill, says emissions from one cruise ship is that of 34,400 idling trucks. An industry website, Cruise Fever, recently conducted a survey on social media asking cruisers what were their favorite onboard dining venue. The website then took those responses and ranked them according to popularity. Coming in at number 5 was Carnival Steakhouse, Fahrenheit 555. 4 was Le Bistro on NCL. 3, Cagney's on NCL. 2 was Eden on Celebrity. And coming in at number 1, Guy's Burger Joint on Carnival Cruise Line. You can see the entire list at cruisefever.net. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation flat 15.09. Royal Caribbean up 2.5%, 98.32. And Norwegian up 1.3%, 17.34. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.